You're listening to SBS News.
You've probably seen pictures and selfies of people getting vaccinated flooding your social media over the past few weeks. Australians of all ages are keen to show off their post-vaccine joy. But alongside the online positivity, there's also been plenty of misinformation. SBS asked two medical experts for their response to some of the most common vaccine myths. Fact check one, there's a higher chance of dying from the vaccine than from the virus itself. Australian National University infectious diseases physician Professor Sanjaya Sananayake says that's simply not true.
No, you are far more likely to die from COVID than any complication associated with the vaccines that are out there.
He says given Australia is recording hundreds of locally acquired COVID cases per day, nearly all of which are the more infectious Delta strain, COVID-19 clearly poses a much greater risk. Bond University medical professor and practicing GP Dr. Natasha Yates agrees. She says it's a common myth that people pick up online.
A lot of times the concerns that patients come and talk to me about are really based on stuff they've seen floating around on social media, often stuff that has not really been based in fact.
Which leads us to fact check two. You can still get sick with COVID even once you're vaccinated. It's true some people may still contract the virus even if they're vaccinated, but the chance of becoming seriously ill is very, very low. Professor Sananayake explains.
If you've had both your Pfizer doses or both your AstraZeneca doses, you're over 90% protected from needing to go to hospital with COVID. So it is, they are very effective vaccines in preventing severe disease with COVID.
And it's not just about protecting yourself from getting sick. Dr. Yates says getting vaccinated also protects other people in the community.
People who are double vaccinated are less likely to become unwell, but they also reduce transmission. In other words, they don't shed as much. They don't seem to be passing it on as much to other people. So it's not just protecting them. It is actually protecting those people around them as well.
Fact check number three. AstraZeneca isn't safe for younger people. The AstraZeneca jab is overwhelmingly safe for everyone. Most people will experience some side effects like a sore arm, body aches, or a headache, but in very rare cases, blood clots have been reported. The data suggests for every 100,000 Australians aged 18 to 29 given a dose of AstraZeneca, you'd expect to record about 2 cases of blood clots. Of those cases, 95% are non-fatal. So that puts the risk of a young person dying from an AstraZeneca clot at about 1 in 1 million, meaning statistically you're much more likely to die in a car accident or even by being struck by lightning.
To understand that risk best and make an informed decision, please see your doctor, who hopefully will give you that reassuring advice.
Fact check four, the vaccine doesn't work, we'll have to get boosters. While some countries, including France and Germany, have begun plans to offer booster shots to their vulnerable, that doesn't mean the current vaccines aren't working. Instead, a booster shot just helps maintain a person's immunity, as it can wear off over time.
With certain vaccines, you do need a booster, but a booster doesn't mean that the vaccine hasn't worked. It just means that the immunity from it has gradually worn off over time and that you need a boosting dose to rejuvenate your immunity.
Scientists are still studying how long the immunity from the vaccine will last before we need a booster. Dr. Yates says an extra dose will also help fend off any new strains that may spread.
One of the problems with viruses is that they mutate and they change their plan. So we know we've lived through Alpha variant and now Delta variant, and we're pretty sure that there'll be many more variants to come. And the vaccines that we've got right now were actually designed against the Alpha variant. Now, thankfully, they do also seem to be working against the Delta variant, but who knows what will happen down the track.
Scientists hope the vast majority of us won't experience the virus firsthand, but maintain the vaccine will be your best defence. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.